Hello.
Hello.
Hi, mate, James.
Hi, James. You okay?
Yeah, not too bad. Are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I've got a client on the line for you. We've tried to transfer through before, but his phone got put off.
Okay, yeah, perfect. What's the client's name?
Mr. James Mackey. M-A-C-K-I-E.
Yep, I've got him here. I am on
extension.
I'm on extension 1004. If you want to try, if not, I can just you can drop the man and say the investigation team will give him a call.
1004.
1004. Yeah, that's my extension.
Oh, is it?
I
don't know how to do through to extensions, mate. We just pass them through to you guys on this line.
Oh, go on, perfect. If you can do that, then yeah, I'll be able to call my phone.
Yeah, you're transferring free now, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, go on, no worries.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Hello, am I speaking with James?
Yes, Peter.
Hi, James. My name is Aaron. I'm calling... Well, I'm not calling. You've been transferred over to me, Shelly, from the... I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you doing?
Yeah, no bad, Paul.
Perfect. Just to confirm, just before we do go ahead with this phone call, James, can you just confirm your address, please?
It says 94 High Street, okay.
94 High Street.
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you have a postcode for that one, please? Because we have, it looks like, an old address in our system here.
Yeah, just says. I've just moved in. That's going to be where you've got an old address.
Ah, yeah. Well, can you confirm your old address and then we can update it shortly in the call?
So I can't even remember the postcode. Two cents.
That's okay.
That would have been KY4, Cohen.
Yeah, KY4, 9EJ.
Yeah, that's the old one, yeah.
That's it, perfect, okay. Yeah, whenever you do find your new current address, just let me know.
KY59LW is my new postcode.
Is it? Okay. KY5. Say them last 3 digits for me, please.
9LW.
LW. Perfect. Yeah, James, so basically the point of this call, being part of the investigation team now, is just so I can basically gather the evidence as much as I can. About yourself from obviously your time in care and obviously post care. So basically the event obviously, can't kind of briefly know what happened to you during care, but how it kind of made you feel back then and obviously if it does still have any presence effects on you now. Should you roughly have about 10-15 minutes just to go through that with yourself?
Yeah.
Perfect. No worries. So yeah. Obviously, during this call, I do need to ask a series of questions so I can obviously represent you the best way that I can. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, okay. So, James, can you tell me any current medical diagnosis that you do have? Maybe listed as a GP or whatnot?
I'm a Walkeri tractor.
What factor is that, sorry?
Walkeri. Locheglly.
So you say that again, L-O-C-H?
G-E-L-L-Y.
And then you said Valley?
No, Walkeri Tractor.
Ah, yes, perfect. Okay. Give me 1 second, and I can just get that all confirmed for you. L-O-C-H-G-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Practice. I'll just be able to grab the details of that practice then. Okay, and is that in Fife?
Yeah, it's Fife.
Perfect, okay. By any chance, do you know what your doctor's or GP's name is?
Dr. Robertson.
Okay, perfect. And under Dr. Robinson, do you have any medical diagnoses currently listed?
No.
No, so you're suffering with any mental health, anything like that at the minute?
No.
No, okay. Throughout, obviously, since you have been in care until the present day, have you had any mental health illnesses listed at all?
No.
No, okay, not a problem. And do you depend on any recreational drugs or alcohol, anything like that?
No, I've been straight and sober for 2 years.
Okay, perfect. But before, obviously, them 2 years, what was you doing then?
Cocaine.
Okay, so that's fine. Was that just obviously occasional when you went out drinking, or was that obviously every day, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Obviously, if I do go quietly, James, I'm only just making notes, obviously, just to, obviously, as I said, give you the best case possible going forward. And obviously, when you was having cocaine on a daily basis, was that just on its own, or was obviously would you drink alongside that?
No, I've never really had the alcohol issues.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
I've had a hangover.
That's lucky enough for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, James. And obviously, one question I do obviously regret asking anybody in itself is: have you ever tried to take your own life or self harm?
No.
No, okay. And no overdosing, anything like that as well, no?
No.
Okay, no worries. And yeah, just going back to your GP surgery for a minute. What how long have you been with them?
About 3 years.
How long, sorry?
3 years.
3 years, okay. Do you know if you was do you know where you was before that, or is that like
Celtic practice?
And can you spell that one for me?
K-E-L-T-Y.
K-E-L-G-Y. Practice. And roughly how long was you with them, do you know?
My whole life.
Yeah,
okay. 42 years, yeah.
Alright, and the reason why I obviously I asked regulations is obviously so we can kind of pull all your medical records together and whatnot, do you know what I mean? So obviously when we do pull all the case together and send it off, obviously we do have everything from everywhere, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And obviously a question that we do have to ask as well is when we do receive them kind of records back and documentation back, would you like them to be shared with you when we do receive them, or would you like us to go through it down the line before we do eventually send your case off? So basically what I'm trying to get to that is obviously as soon as we get communication on yourself, would you like that to be shared if you stayed away and be kept in the loop, or would you like us to just gather it as a whole and then when before
I think it as a whole.
Okay, that's not a problem. Alright, perfect, James. So yeah, so basically, us here at MMA, what we do want to do is obviously give each and every one of our clients the best kind of compensation that we can fight for, basically. So obviously the least that we would like to do for yourself is you know, get an apology for what you have been through, obviously, in your past, which is, obviously, I can understand it isn't the best. Obviously alongside that as well, you know, we do try and fight for some sort of, like, you know, financial compensation for yourself as well.
Yeah.
But obviously to just expand on things a little bit, just obviously so you are aware of obviously not only what we do but what you're entitled to in yourself is obviously when you've signed the agreements with ourselves, we do kind of have some sort of fees behind us, as you would understand with us being a private law firm. But obviously, I just have to reiterate the 3 points that we do like to make to each client, so you kind of know where you can stand and what you want to agree with before I do finally go ahead with everything. So basically, you can apply for a slip for yourself. What that means is basically you can do all all the work, gather your own information, get all your own forms, and, you know, go ahead with things yourself. What is also out there is that there's law firms, obviously within England and Scotland, who can kind of participate in the Scottish government kind of legal fee scheme, where basically they can get £2,000 paid from the Scottish government for the legal fees behind things, where whether you win or lose, they'll still be paid. But with ourselves, there is many firms out there as well. You can kind of, it is, well, there's basically a no win, no fee. So obviously, if for whatever reason we don't win this case, there'd be no fees behind it. We'll never obviously come chasing you. Wouldn't get any unexpected letters, anything like that.
Yeah.
So are you happy to go ahead with ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, just to reiterate what them figures are with themselves, is it's 16% back, plus VAT from the from your final settlement. So basically, we wouldn't want more than, you know, 20%. That is, it comes to 19.2%. That is, so we wouldn't want more than that. Obviously, the higher, say whatever the higher settlement is, we'd only literally take the 19.2%, and obviously the rest would be your compensation. So you're happy for us to go ahead with your case and do what we need to do our end.
Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely perfect. And I can see here as well that you do have a cooling off period, which is due to run out on the 15th of April. What that cooling off period is that since, from the first call that you had with our other team, is that you get 14 days to change your mind, rip up the agreement and walk away from us and do whatever you need to do yourself. But obviously, if you'd like that cooling off period taken off, we can go ahead and start your case today.
In the background.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect. I can do that for you too. Okay, perfect, James. So I do have a application number for yourself. You'd have that in the emails as well. What all I'm going to do now is I'm going to gather all your information, pull all your records from, write to your GP and stuff and get them medical records requested. And obviously for any other local authorities as well. This can take, roughly between, say 6 to 12 months. To go through, so it's not exactly like a fast rolling ball, but we are here along the way to keep you up to date, let you know what's going on, and obviously also as well, any questions that you do or would like to ask us, we are only that phone call away, but in the meantime, every time, say 4 to 5 weeks, I'd give you a call, let you know a little bit of an update on what's going on and whatnot. So are you happy with everything from us today, and do you have any other further questions for me?
No, that's fine, I'm happy enough.
Alright, perfect, James. Well, as I said, I will be in touch, say within the next coming weeks, to let you know any updates. Obviously, it is going to take a little bit of time to get some of these records back, from any local authorities and whatnot. So, obviously, when I do next get in contact with yourself, I'll, hopefully have a little bit more of an update. But, other than that, James, thank you very much for your time today. Really do appreciate that. As I said, we're only a phone call away if you need anything else.
No problem. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, James. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.